Department of Agriculture, okay? When you're in a pandemic, the CDC is elevated to a role where you are expecting, right? I mean, this is like, you know, yeah, ultimately, this is true of anything in medicine, by the way. If I go to see a doctor, Clay, and I say, you know, doc, do I need to have, you know, triple bypass surgery? You know, I'm going to listen to that doctor. Yeah, it's on me, right? Like, I get to make the final end user decision on this. But our whole premise, our whole basis for using, for interacting with medical experts is we really give to them a lot of, and maybe this has changed now, but for a lot of people, but we give to them a lot of authority over whether or not we're going to make, you know, no one, what I'm saying is no one goes into a doctor. The doctor says, look, you have heart surgery, you're going to die. And then let's say you have it and there's complications and it comes out later. You didn't need heart surgery. And the doctor can't go, well, you're the one who decided to have the surgery. That is what Fauci did. You have surgery or you're going to die. Wait, I didn't actually need that surgery. Why'd you make me have it? You're the one who signed up for the surgery. That is Fauciism.
And also, that's well said, I think, Buck. Also, the Democrats. Everyone in office is in office to balance out a bunch of competing interests. And let me take it away from being a politician for a mention. You mentioned public health experts. You go talk to a public health dieting expert, Buck, and you say, hey, I'm thinking about going to get a Big Mac at McDonald's tonight. Every public health expert in America would say you should never eat fast food. It's not healthy for you. And then a huge percentage of you who are listening to me right now are going to eat fast food at some point this week. And that's because you're going to say, well, I went to the gym, or I'm balancing out eating a hamburger because it makes me feel a little bit better with the fact that I had a crappy day and I don't have time to eat a meal that's going to take longer to prepare, right? There's all different sorts of reasons why people are going to go get fast food. It's more affordable a lot of times than other places. You don't just defer every choice in life you make to a public health expert. And Buck, you can't rely on someone that you put into office. When you elect a politician, basically what you're saying is, hey, I'm entrusting you with making the best choices for me. I don't have time to micromanage every decision all day long. You're my representative. You do it. Well, if the politician immediately says, well, this public health expert said we have to do X, what are you in office for at all? Your job is to balance equities, right? What about the kids that need to be in school? What about all the businesses that are going to fail? Combined with public health, it's a balancing test all the time.
Randy Weingarten's testifying right now on Capitol Hill, the chief commissar of the school system. We'll talk about how she is totally rewriting history and didn't care about your kids tomorrow on Clay and Buck.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices America's heroes have made.
Heroes like U.S. Air Force Senior Master Sergeant Israel Del Toro Jr. He promised his father he'd take care of his family and his son that he wouldn't grow up without a father. When his Humvee exploded in Afghanistan, he suffered severe burns on more than 80% of his body.
With only a 15% chance of survival, Del Toro focused on the promises he made. Later, he became the first fully disabled airman permitted to re-enlist and a gold medal winner in the Invictus Games. Now, he shares his story to help others.
Thanks to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and your generosity, Del Toro received a mortgage-free smart home. The home has a myriad of smart features to help him live his life more independently. Help heroes like Del Toro when they need it most. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. If you own a small business, you know the value of time. GetRefunds.com does too. That's why they've made it easy, no matter how busy you are, to apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. Go to GetRefunds.com to get started, and in less than 8 minutes, see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance.
Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they may be able to help your business, too.
There's no upfront charge, either. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based off of incomplete or outdated information.
Don't let this opportunity pass you by, because this payroll tax refund is only available for a limited time. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, located at 5050 West Sahara, is offering April specials, including new 2022 Dodge Challenger SXT all-wheel drive. Save $10,120 off MSRP. Also, new 2022 Ram 1500 Bighorn Classic Cab rear-wheel drive. Save $10,580 off MSRP models. Want more? Get $5,000 over Kelley Blue Book on trade-ins on new 2022 models. Additionally, buy three tires and get the fourth for $1. Want more? Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, right on the price, right on the corner of Sahara at 5050 West Sahara.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have had a phone conversation in their first known contact since Russia invaded Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says any negotiations over ending the fighting in Ukraine have to reflect President Zelensky's views.
His perspectives, the Ukrainian people's perspectives, the conditions and circumstances they're willing to negotiate over, that has to be front and center. That's what the United States supports. And we certainly would welcome any effort to arrive at a just peace.
That development comes as Ukraine is readying its forces for an expected spring offensive. Russia's foreign ministry commended China's approach, but was scathing about Ukraine's stance. Western analysts expressing skepticism about the prospects for peace. Also at townhall.com, Republicans in the Senate bracing for demands from Democrats for defense spending cuts and debate over the nation's debt limit. Bob Agnew has more.
McCarthy's moderate proposal would raise the debt limit through a certain time frame, March of next year, or by a dollar amount, $1.5 trillion, whichever comes first. The Limit Save Grow Act would save the taxpayers money by limiting spending at 2022 levels, most of the cuts coming in domestic spending. In the Senate, that will certainly spark demands from Democrats for parity in defense and domestic cuts, something many Republicans say is a non-starter. Senator Tom Cotton says there should be no defense cuts at all. If anything, he says there should be substantial defense increases. Bob Agner reporting.
Oklahoma State Parole Board denies clemency for death row inmate Richard Glossop, clearing the way for him to be executed on May 18th. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 234 points, but the NASDAQ is up 50. More at townhall.com.
Tens of thousands affected by the toxic water at Camp Lejeune are left with death, cancer, Parkinson's, dementia, birth defects, and other serious illnesses. And along with the harm, so many worries.
My family drank the Camp Lejeune water. What if our health gets worse and we need more financial help?
How do I protect my VA benefits and get the compensation I deserve and need?
The answer is simple. Call James Harris Law, the experienced, trusted law firm that can get you significant compensation while protecting all your VA benefits. We're already fighting for hundreds of Marines, families, and civilians who drank Camp Lejeune water. But if you miss the deadline, you could forever lose your right to the justice you deserve. So call our Camp Lejeune legal helpline now. Now may be your last chance to receive full compensation. Don't delay. Call 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborne Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the state gaming win was down last month, but the Silver State's consecutive winning streak of more than $1 billion remains intact. Nevada's gaming win in March was down 3.2% to $1.31 billion, still the second best March in state history, and the 25th straight month that the win was topped $1 billion. Clark County Casinos won $1 billion themselves for the 11th straight month, but took in 2.5% less in winnings. Local tourism officials say a packed sports and entertainment calendar boosted tourism and gaming wins last month. In all, the January through March period, the first quarter of the year, was the highest quarterly performance in state history. Limits on the Las Vegas water use is moving closer to becoming reality, as the Nevada Assembly has approved a conservation bill which would give the Southern Nevada Water Authority the power to limit residential water use in Las Vegas. The measure would allow the SNWA to cap residential water use to about 163,000 gallons per year per household should the federal government declare a water emergency with the Colorado River. We'll keep you posted on that.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, some of the slowest flows right now are through the resort area of Interstate 15, southbound at Spring Mountain, northbound at Russell. You're bumper to bumper through there. Also, watch for crashes Durango at Warm Springs, Fort Apache at Hacienda, and Warm Springs at Spencer.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Well, welcome, folks. As you can tell by the voice, this is not Kevin, but Niger Innes here with the Congress of Racial Equality, having the privilege of substituting for the great Kevin Wall, who is on location in Texas on the border, doing something that our president, unfortunately, has failed to do and refuses to do, which is to look at a critical national security crisis that is having an impact on everything within our country, from hospitals to schools to crime. And that is the de facto invasion that's taking place on our southern border. Kevin is going to come on the radio right now from, is it McAllen, Texas he's from? He's got a great guest on. He's going to report from the border. Here is your Kevin Wall.
Oh, thank you. Myra Flores is here. Myra Flores is an inspiration to so many people. First of all, thank you for being a part of the American for Prosperity Foundation. I guess you'd call it an immigration summit. We've talked with Border Patrol. We've talked with a whole bunch of people. What did you learn? You're a former congresswoman, but I'll bet you even you learned something today.
Well, it's important that we talk
talk to our Border Patrol agents every day, well, as much as we can, because it's something new every single day. Like right now, we were seeing an increase of Chinese. That wasn't happening too long ago, but now it is. So it's so important that we hear their concerns and what they want us to go to Washington and fight for, right? They're needing right now more funding, more Border Patrol agents, more technology, and of course the policies. The policies need to change because it's creating people to come here to this country illegally. It's encouraging people to come here illegally, and we want to focus on legal immigration, not illegal immigration. And our Border Patrol agents right now, they're exhausted. Just this fiscal year, they've had over 1 million encounters. They've had 80,000 children come in unaccompanied, without their parents, without any family members. And the Biden administration has lost track of 85,000 children. 85,000 children that are being exploited, potentially being sold to child sex trafficking. This is the reality of our southern border, and it's not just a South Texas problem. It's an American problem, and it's time for Washington to step up.
I want to ask you about children, because the children that are coming across our border, some 345,000 since Joe Biden took office, and it is a horrible, horrible thing that's going on. You know firsthand, because you've got friends on the other side of the border. Tell me what's going on with the kids.
Just a few days ago, our Border Patrol agents found a precious 8-year-old little girl that had been raped over 67 times. That's the reality. That's what's happening right now. We're seeing young girls also pregnant as well. They go through trauma and abuse. If this doesn't make you sick and react, I don't know what else will.
Again,
the border shouldn't be political.
It should not be. I want to ask you about the Border Patrol agents themselves. We had a chance to visit with some of them today. And the one thing you know is that this is not just a job for them. This is something far, far more important. Can you talk a little bit about the morale of the Border Patrol? We hear that it's low, but these people are really dedicated.
Yes, the morale is very low, but of course our new Border Patrol chief, Chavez, she's doing a wonderful job. You know, I've been talking to a lot of the members and asking them how they feel with her now being in leadership, and they feel that she takes the time to talk to them, that she's very down to earth, and she's like, she actually listens to us. So I have actually seen an improvement in morale thanks to her. But overall, our Border Patrol agents are hurting tremendously. There's a real mental health problem in the Border Patrol. We've lost friends personally. My husband and I, we've been to multiple funerals in the past few months of agents committing suicide. And it's very worrisome. And it's very important, again, that we are there for our Border Patrol agents and that we give them the resources and the funds that they need so they're not having all this stress just on them.
Again, Myra Flores joining us, former Congresswoman. You have been a part of Congress. You understand what it takes to pass a law. What is it going to take to fix this problem? This is such an immense, complicated problem.
You know, our Republicans, right, they ran on border security. They ran on impeaching Mayorkas. So it's so important that they come through with the commitment to America, right? They had a commitment to America, so it's so important that they follow through it. The American people gave them the majority, so now it's time for them to enforce and come through with their promises. And I know it's difficult to pass legislation in the Senate, but you know, we don't have control, right? They don't have control over the Senate, but they have control over Congress. So they just need to do their part, and the American people will hold the Senate and the White House accountable for not doing what they're supposed to be doing. But we need to do our part no matter what.
I want to ask you about the drug cartels, because they seem to, you know, you can't beat them. You can only hope to contain them, as they say in sports. Can you talk a little bit about what we're doing, what we should be doing with the cartels?
Well, first, we need to label them as terrorists, because that's exactly what they are. They're a terrorist organization, and they have full control of our southern border. No one can cross illegally into the United States without paying the Mexican cartel, and they're become very powerful. I believe they're more powerful than the Mexican government, and they're a lot better organized and funded than our Border Patrol agents. That's ridiculous that the Mexican cartel is better organized and more funded than our Border Patrol agents. That is unacceptable. We shouldn't. That's not the way it should be. We're allowing the Mexican cartels to shoot at our Border Patrol agents, and we're not holding them accountable. We're not holding Mexico accountable for those actions. And it's time that we label them as such terrorists, because they not only have the people from Mexico terrorized, but also here in South Texas and throughout this country as well. Because if people think that they're just in Mexico, it's not true. We got cartel members here as well, American cartels as well, here in this country.
That's amazing. You're a pretty good reader of the American people. And I'm just curious, is there the political will to get this done? I mean, this is going to be a very painful process.
There's an American will, and that's why the American people need to rise up, you know, get involved, pick up the phone, knock on those doors. They need to go knock on their members of Congress office, their state representatives. They need to hear you. And if you just assume that they know how you feel about the border situation, about the economy, don't assume. Pick up the phone. Get active. I know we're living, you know, a lot of people are living very comfortable lives, but it's time that we become uncomfortable. Because if we are not uncomfortable, our children will be uncomfortable. This is for them, for the future. You know, I've accomplished the American dream. I want that American dream for our kids as well. And I see that under the Biden administration, the American dream is dying. It's on its last breath. So it's so important that we all Americans fight back to take back our country that is worth fighting for.
We were all so impressed by what you did. A lot of people are asking, you going to run again? You want to be back in government?
Unfortunately, the district that I ran in was redistricted. I ran in a Biden plus 4, and now that district is a Biden 16. But I'm very proud of the work that we did. We overperformed in that district, and it's so important that we continue investing in South Texas. I'm putting a lot of thought to it, you know, and I was away from my family a lot, and I miss a lot of family events. My little girls are still very small right now, so I'm enjoying them as much as I can. And I'm thinking about it. I might run. I might not run. When I'm home with my little girls, I don't want to run, but then I see everything that the Biden administration is doing. You know, I feel like I need to run, right? So I'm staying in prayer every single day, and hopefully God will send me a signal very soon.
You have a lot of great options ahead of you. Myra, thanks for welcoming us to South Texas. This has been an eye-opening trip, and we're not done. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day here.
Thank you. God bless you.
There you go, Niger. Myra Flores, a true patriot.
Myra's terrific, Kevin. And we miss you here terribly, but you're doing God's work down in Texas on the border. Thank you for your report from the border, and we're going to have you on again in a couple of hours.
Sounds good to me. Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
That was Kevin Wall reporting from McAllen, Texas, with Myra Flores, former congresswoman in, I believe, Florida, and currently with AFP, Americans for Prosperity, doing, God's work down in Texas. It's an absolute outrage that the President of the United States has not made a serious trip to the border after reversing so much of Trump's successful policies.
Yeah, he made one trip down there, but they made sure that they cleaned everybody out of there. So he doesn't really have an idea of what's going on down there. What you need to do is make an unannounced trip down there if you really want to see what's going on.
That's exactly right. And what Myra said is so important, because it's so correct. The cartels down there are uber mega corporations, essentially, and de facto governments. As Myra said, they have more power than the Mexican government, and they have much more organization. They have more resources than our own Border Patrol has down in Texas and in Arizona and in other border states. This is an absolute outrage. It's a national security nightmare for our country. It's having an impact, as I said before, on so many critical areas of our country, from our overcrowding of our schools overcrowding of our hospitals, overcrowding of our public services, generally speaking. And of course, as Myra said, you talk about the sex exploitation of little girls. I saw one case of a 6-7 year old little girl who was a minor traveling and was raped so many times she had 67 DNA elements within her. It's an absolute outrage.
No, no, it's a human crisis that's going on, and they look at these people as if they're just a database, and they're not real human beings. But what you say is true. I mean, these kids are being exploited down there, and nobody will do anything about it because the media will not report honestly.
Right.
And we know what happened to Tucker. I mean, he covered it for a while. Fox has still been covering it. But again, Fox is way over here while the rest of the mainstream media is over here. Even with ousting Tucker Carlson, Fox is still the outlier in the minds of most people.
Oh, no question about it.
Yeah.
And the reason that Fox News for many, many years, and I'm very disturbed at letting Tucker Carlson go. I think that's a terrible loss for Fox News. It's a terrible loss for our country and the conservative movement. He was the conservative Walter Cronkite for our country, you know, and I just wish him well, and I hope that he lands in a good place and he can continue to communicate and get important information to the American people.
And I wonder what that exit really is going to look like. I've heard so many things. There's rumors flying around that he's already joined another organization.
I figured Newsmax must have been first on his call list.
Well, I heard OAN, but I, you know, that just to me doesn't make any sense because it just happened.
Yeah,
you know, you don't go from there to there with all these huge contracts. And is there a 3-year buyout that they offered him, maybe $60 million, and then he can't go anywhere for 3 years? If that's the case, that's not good either.
No, that's terrible, actually. You know, you fire the guy, and then you don't give him any wiggle room to get his word out and get his message out. I think that would be a disgrace. And by the way, this subscription service, Fox Nation, has dropped dramatically since letting go of Tucker Carlson, because Tucker was extremely popular.
I haven't watched Fox since they fired him.
Me either.
I've been on Newsmax, and I'm telling you, Newsmax, they have an opportunity to really
Chris
step in.
Chris Ruddy is kicking butt. He's the CEO of Newsmax, and we're going to come right back after this short break. I think we went over the break. This is Nigel Innes substituting for Kevin Wall, live and local, AM 670, KMZQ. We'll be right back.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and